take the energy code. They send the plans to a separate third-party guy who does the energy code, signs and seals it, and sends it to the building department, mm-hmm. and then types in the names. And that will stop.
Well, yeah, what that'll do is it'll stop that to make sure that the engineer of record actually looked at the document.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
that's what it's thinking.
Jim, you had your hand up.
I was just trying to get through the history of this exception. Has this been in there since day one, or was this added in?
Probably in 92 or
something. It's been 10, 15 years.
It's been there ever since I was
at four. Okay.
And I'm old that.
So the engine.
Has this really been a problem?
The State Board of Regulation thinks it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. It came about when it first got started with the electrical inspectors coming and saying that they don't enforce the energy code. And all these things that are required electrically were not being put on plans, such as switching, such as the calculation of the load drop.
The lighting budget.
Lighting budgets. All that stuff was not being put on the drawings, and the inspectors say, we're not supposed to look at that. And the word got to the state board, and the state board says, well, I know how to make the other engineers look at it and put it on their drawings.
Make them sign it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is their request. They think it is something that needs to be done. And just normal education. And that's what was initially asked was through me, would I go to the society and the state board and start an education process? And the state board's response was, make them sign it.
Any other discussion?
I'd be curious,
Richard.
Does anyone else speak against the motion? Does anyone speak against the motion?
No. Nobody did. They were afforded that opportunity. Is there any other discussion?
Call it.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Let the record show it's 10 to 0. As submitted. 2325,
Ann? Okay. On 2325 is, as you can see on the tracking chart, it stands with 2319. 2319 is an update of subchapter 4.2, ASHRAE standard 90.1, 2004. As such, some of the definitions in the energy code were changed to reflect, some were taken out. Let me go find it for you. Let's see here. That's the wrong one.
National
2325. Okay, let's see what we did. Oops. There weren't a whole lot of changes.
It's just a lot of text.
There were a few on the bottom that were wing walls, worst case, and zone HVAC were put back in. They got inadvertently left off last time, so that's a different story. Wall area, gross exterior, wall heat capacity were removed from the standard. I'm doing it backwards if you don't mind. Let's see here.
Figures. I second it.
Check metering.
Public building. Okay.
All right, that's.
I don't think there's anything controversial here.
Are there any other proponents? Any opponents? Bringing it to the tack. I have a second. Philip.
I have a question. Ann said it stands with these other proposals.
It stands with 2319, I believe.
And she also said that 2319 comment 2 combined all of these? Did I understand that correctly?
2319 comment 2 is a cleanup of 2319. It does not include definitions. It does not include standards. So, and the Appendix B stands alone as well.
Okay, so 2319 does not include 2324.
Correct.
Okay. That clarifies my
question. That clear to everybody? Any other comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Moving to 2324.
Okay. Ashley Standard 90.1 is referenced by the U.S. Department of Energy to be the basis for a commercial building construction. Florida is probably 90% ASHRAE, if not higher, in subchapter 4. The code as currently stands is based on ASHRAE 90.1 2001. ASHRAE 90.1 is on what ASHRAE calls a continuous maintenance program, which means that they do addenda on a regular basis, and then every 3 years they lump them all together and make a new standard. So a number of the addenda that we passed during our glitch fix cycle, specifically in lighting, are already in our standard. So there are, here I'm talking about the whole thing. Let me finish this blurb because these all do stand together. So basically I took the items from 2004 that were not in our code already and put them into 219. ASHRAE did something else at the same time, which I had proposed to the working group earlier, and that was to take the rules of the road, here's how you do this calculation, and put them in an appendix. In Mod 2319, I did that also. I moved the dot twos, the rules of here's how you do the calculation, into Appendix B for subchapter 4. In terms of what we've got here, what I should have been speaking on is subchapter 3, which is the standards. In this case, what I did was to take the standards in ASHRAE 90.1 2004 that were different. I also ran it through standards from the IECC document and the International Mechanical Code document. I did not have time before Christmas. I'm sure whoever was involved with proposing mods before Christmas, I did not have time to check all of the standards. And so what you will find is that Mr. Andrews was kind enough to put a comment on for me that had the other standards. So what I'm going to do at this point is go over to Mod 2319, comment 2. Is that right?
No. We're discussing
2334. 24. Comment 3.
Okay. Comment 3. Thank you. We're
currently working on
Okay, we're on the standards. You see in yellow a whole bunch of mods that were found after this thing was proposed and are hereby submitted as comments, the comment being that we need to go with current standards. Otherwise, we're at least three years behind.
Any other proponents? Any opponents? You're opposing this? Opposing this mod?
Not opposing it, no, but I have a...
Are you for it?
Yes.
Okay.
But what I wanted to ask, when after reviewing it, there was one important standard that I missed. Is there a way I can modify it at this point?
Sure. Which one?
ASHRAE 62. ASHRAE 62 actually does, the 2001 edition, really does not exist anymore. It's now ASHRAE 62.1, which is for all buildings, and then ASHRAE 62.2 is the low-rise residential, the 2004 additions. So I'd like to try to update those two if I could.
Is it still 2001 or
2004?
2004.
Yes. They split it out from high-rise buildings and
so
low-rise.
Do you want to put Addenda N in there?
If I could, yes.
Addenda N is controversial.
Pardon?
Okay.
Addenda N.
It includes Addenda N?
Addenda N of what?
ASHRAE 62.
Well, don't think of this is only optional. It's not a mandatory. ASHRAE 62 is an optional standard. It's not mandatory.
Well, there are two ASHRAE 62 standards, 62.1 and 62.2.
Yes.
We're talking 62.1.
We're talking about one at this particular moment.
Okay.
That's a friendly amendment. Do you wish to accept that?
Absolutely.
Second. Wait a minute. This is the proponent. Is there any other proponents? Steve, do you have a question for this proponent?
Yeah. What we're doing is we're taking a reference to a standard that got split, and if we don't pick up the other half at the same time, then we're not going to have the standard reference for residential. So we need to pick up both 62.1 and 62.2 as a reference standard.
Correct.
Yes.
Is 61.1? Oh, this is the whole book.
62.2.
Philip?
62.2 requires mechanical ventilation of homes. It's not optional. It's required.
No.
Are you sure you want to add 62.2 to the standard?
The reference standard does not put in all the requirements in the standard. It's just listed as reference.
That's correct. It's just a reference standard. All the situation here is this is a reference standard in all the references. If it's not specified within the body of the code somewhere to use that standard, then you don't use that standard.
Yeah. If I may.
The question is, where is that standard referenced in our code anywhere?
Good question.
Where it's referenced, I'll find the section for you in a second.
Not for commercial buildings, residential buildings.
The residential buildings?
Yes.
Our code doesn't separate it right now. It just says, in lieu of using the tables and charts, and I think it's 410, you can use ASHRAE 62 if you want.
That's mechanical, isn't it, Bob?
Yes. I think it's...
And excuse me, Bob, you need to indicate your name for the record.
Bob Andrews, Broward County Board of Rules and Appeals.
Thank you.
It's chapter... It's section 403.4 of the mechanical code. What it says, in lieu of compliance with section M403.1 through 403.3, which is all your charts stuff, it says mechanical ventilation may be implemented in compliance with ASHRAE 62, included approved addendums. So it's just saying if you can go by the code as it's written, or if you'd like, you can go by the ASHRAE. Nothing is mandated that you go by the ASHRAE.
Understand. Is that okay, Phil?
That's the commercial section of the code.
Right.
Where does any reference to mechanical ventilation appear in section 6 of the code, 13.6?
No, you're talking about the energy code now. This is not
yes.
the energy. This is the mechanical code, not the energy code.
Yeah.
We're researching that. While we're researching that, is there any other proponents?
6091, Phil.
6091, what does it say?
I'll look it up.
Okay.
It's talking about buildings operated at positive indoor pressure. Residential buildings designed to be operated at a positive indoor pressure and or mechanical ventilation shall meet the following criteria. Number one. The design air change minimums for residential buildings in ASHRAE 62, ventilation for acceptable indoor air quality. Does that need to be updated?
Yes.
Can we do it? Actually, we probably can, seeing as how the whole thing is open in one of my mods.
It's still ASHRAE 62, it's just 0.1 and 0.2 now. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Well, you would only use the section that applies to whatever it is you're dealing with.
Correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not sure it has to be changed.
This is for...
That's for residential?
Yeah, that's residential.
Well, that's the point. If you're in residential, then you're going to use the residential section.
That's
of
correct.
62.
It doesn't say you have to fill up. It says if you're designing for,
I understand,
for positive indoor pressure.
All right. Is everybody comfortable with the amendment?
No. That's good.
There's a couple other amendments.
The,
comments,
the amendment is to include ASHRAE 62.1 and 62.2 in the reference standards. Is that the correct amendment?
You're killed.
Is that what we're
yes.
discussing? Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Do you know what the title is on 62.2?
62.1,
except it's low-rise buildings.
Yeah, 62.2, the title is.
All right. That's part of the amendment. Are there additional amendments? Portions to this amendment.
There's an additional comment.
It's ventilation for indoor air quality, low-rise residential buildings. I think it's three stories and under covers.
It is attention detail.
Do you have that?
I'm getting there. Okay, and that's point two. Also, 2004.
Yes.
Adding the whole thing.
Any other amendments? Any other portions of this amendment?
No, I was just going to mention one thing.
Comments?
Yes.
All right. Wait one moment, please.
Did you have another one?
No. Just okay. I was going to say comment number three, I think, is already, I think okay. I've covered those
You've
in
got
my changes.
Two Did you have a comment?
Wait, this is not out of 2319. This is 2324. There's one comment.
Okay. What it is
Mr. Humble.
Yeah. John's not here today, but what he found was that a change to, what was it?
ASTM, deleting
right.
ASTM 835, right?
Right. These standards were based on an ASHRAE modification that's proposed in 2324 that I overlooked when I put this together.
So is that something that
it's my opinion these should be added in, yes sir.
All right. So okay. we're working on 2324 comment one.
Yes.
As opposed to 2324? Or 2324 with comment one.
Okay.
Comment one and comment three.
Yeah.
So yes,
I don't have a three.
There's another one as well.
Tops. Three was Bob Andrews.
Oh, yeah. I see it now.
One.
Three was Bob Andrews and
four is David.
And David Lovitch.
Dave Lovitch is here to talk about his.
And that just references the correct year for the fiberglass duct construction.
Dave Lovitch was comment four, right?
Yes.
Right. All right. Let me make sure we understand where we are. Yes. 2324 with the amended items that Bob Andrews did,
right.
Which is comment three, and the comment from Jonathan Humble, and comment three, comment four, David Lovitch.
Yeah.
All right.
And the ones and the fine tuning we did earlier.
And the fine tuning we did there so far. Those are the amendments. Wait a second, Bill. Any other proponents?
I have an amendment to the amendment. Pete Quintela, Building Code Compliance.
Thank you.
ASHRAE 62.2 and the adopted addendums.
Remember, it's reference only, it's not mandatory.
Okay. Do you want me to talk about it?
Please.
The way state law works is that if you reference addenda, it can only be those addenda in place at the time the thing was put into effect. With addenda in effect, as read in the mechanical code, covers a lot of ground, but it will keep you more or less current with what's going on in those standards. ASHRAE 90.1's in here, too.
And addendum N is recognized.
Yep. I'm not sure you want addendum N.
But it's not mandatory, correct?
It's mandatory. It's just references.
Right. Any other proponents? Any opponents? Bringing it to the tack, do I have a second?
Second.
Phil?
Since this is just a reference standard, do we actually need to include the addenda? And if we include the addenda, by state law, don't we have to specify the exact addenda nomenclature?
The way it stands right now, the addenda is not included because it wasn't brought to the tack to make the motion.
No, I understand that. But what is, I guess my question is, I mean, by state law, we have to specify the last adopted addenda, don't we?
I don't know that we need to specify it, but it wouldn't be applicable after. We wouldn't be able to adopt anything. I don't know if Jim's still in the room. Anything after this thing is filed is not acceptable.
Exactly. So if at the next cycle ASHRAE approves another addenda to 62.2, for example,
we would have to update.
And there's one sitting in the wings, I know for a fact, then it would not be applicable to our code unless the code was updated.
Correct.
Okay.
It would be applicable only if someone elected to use it under the paragraph that's in the body of the code, which says you can use it. But we don't have that exemption in the residential, plus we don't have the table.
You're talking about mechanical again. Ventilation.
Yeah.
Which table? Okay, that's
in the bill. That's in commercial building. It's not in residential. Yeah. And the only place it's in residential is where we refer to the one you read.
Positively pressurized buildings.
Yeah.
Which Ron, all of them should be.
I'll state it here. I have significant concern with ASHRAE 62.2 referenced in the code as it stands today. Unless somebody here can convince me, because it isn't referenced, it's excluded. I have significant problems with 62.2 personally.
Well, our problem is here.
Any other comment?
Do we have a choice to take 62.2, or can we take 62.1 is what I'm asking, without 62.2?
You can do that.
It's there.
But then you don't cover, you don't allow anything as a reference document for residential.
Right.
So what do you replace it with?
Steve.
It's my understanding that if we call like we do in 13609.1 ABC1, number one, when we say ASHRAE 62, we need someplace to say what year ASHRAE 62 we're using. That's why we put it in the reference.
That's correct.
Section. That's what is the ASHRAE 62 we're using when it's used within the body of the code?
That's right.
So that's why we need to put it in Chapter 3.
The point is, there is no ASHRAE 62 anymore.
I know, but if we say 62.1 editorially, Ann should be able to change the reference 62 to 62.2.
Okay.
So that we reference the correct one in the body.
Yes. That works. Any other comments? All right, I need a motion for the amendment, which clears some things up. Which clears some things up. And which added a couple things.
I need
a motion and a second. Jan, did you wish to speak?
So it includes the three comments.
No, we'll get to the three comments. We have to do them separately.
We're doing the amendments to the comments.
We're going to do 2324 right now, the amendment to 2324, which is the addition of those particular items. We have a motion and a second on the amendment. Everybody
the
on?
The amendment had to do with splitting 62 up into two parts.
Yes. Yes, as well as adding.
Correcting
the verbiage, adding the date in, and changing the date also. Everybody on the same page? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?